Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
You may have heard about athletes or bodybuilders taking it back in the 90s to enhance their performance, but now the supplement creatine is commonplace in many a kitchen cupboard. But what are the potential benefits and side effects of this muscle-boosting supplement, and what's driving its popularity? Well, for more, I'm joined by dietitian and founder of Eat Well, Sarah Kyo. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Claire.
So what is it, creatine? What is it and what's it for?
So creatine is a compound, we actually get it in quite a few foods naturally, but in quite low doses. What we know over the last 20-25 years is that creatine is, what it does, it helps us to recycle energy in our cells. So we produce energy all the time, and you know, it takes a bit of work to do that, and with creatine it kind of recycles it through a little bit faster. So that means that in the moment of maybe doing you know, lifting a weight or something like that, you get a little bit more of an energy burst, which means that from an, you know, if you're an athlete, you can lift a heavier weight, or you might be able to just push a little faster. So we're finding people often use it in relation to muscle building. And while creatine itself doesn't build muscle, it does mean that people can do a higher weight or maybe do a longer workout, and that allows them then to build more muscle.
Okay, so should we all be taking it, or just people who are very active?
No, so it's not something that would be at all recommended that kind of everybody would be doing it. I mean, most of us who are just going on with a normal day would be fine. If you're kind of going to the gym a couple of times a week on a bit of a need to be fit, you know, you don't need to start sort of taking creatine. It is used a lot by kind of elite athletes. So, you know, you've got your rugby players, your weightlifters, you know, people kind of competing at an elite level. There is a benefit for that with them. But for everybody else, you know, there's no huge significance in terms of kind of muscle building with it. It really only works if you are doing that muscle work and you want to keep it. And as soon as you stop taking the creatine, that benefit slips away again.
Okay.
So it's not something that you kind of take it and hold on.
But you know, there's a lot of talk, and I'm sure you've heard this, about it being great for energy levels, great for brain fog. There's research looking at dementia, people with Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. whether it has benefits in that regard. What do you say to all of that?
I mean, that's a huge area of research at the moment. And, you know, there's a whole lot of kind of studies going on, and then you have all the systematic reviews and all the rest looking at it. And what we're starting to see is it looks like that in people who have cognitive issues, that it may help. And I have to really emphasize that possibly the may could. We don't have definitive, yes, definitely it's time for everybody to take creatine. A lot of the research has looked at things like dementia. So there's a lot of different kinds of dementia out there. And what they're looking at in some is that if we can recycle the energy in the brain a little bit faster, will that help with kind of brain function? And we know from kind of some studies that, you know, there's a, definitely a positive effect on memory in some studies. There's a positive effect on attention span. People can pay attention for a little bit longer. There may be an effect on what we call processing speed, so how quickly people can sort of take in, process a piece of information and, you know, react to it or respond to it. But we're still at small levels with it. It's still, I mean, it's certainly not time to sort of start putting your granny on creatine or anything like that. But it's definitely an area of very growing research, and I think it's going to be really interesting what comes out with it. You know, I've seen it talked about a lot or in terms of menopause, but any of the studies I've seen, they've given the creatine at the same time they've started them on HRT. So it's kind of hard to say which improved kind of brain fog with that. But I do think it's something to watch, and I do think in the next while it will be something we'll see maybe more guidelines around for people.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, more people are doing more exercise now than they
yes.
were certainly 15 or 20 years ago. So it might be beneficial for more people, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a very safe supplement to use. There was definitely concerns early on that it might be bad for the kidneys, and the kidneys do have to process the creatine a little bit. But the main thing is that you stick to the dose that's on, you know, whatever supplement you're buying, there will be the safe level of dose on it. You know, I think sometimes in Ireland we have the, you know, if one is good, 10 must be better. But with creatine, stick with what they're actually telling you to do. And if someone is competing at like a really high level, or they're really, you know, getting into maybe competitive bodybuilding, things like that, go and see a sports dietitian, a registered sports dietitian, who'll actually be able to really put that down to your body weight and exactly kind of how you can adjust that. But for most people, you're looking at sort of 3-3.5 grams a day as a kind of a baseline kind of in terms of creatine. But as I said, mm-hmm. it's not something that we're saying everybody should take. And again, like I said, if you're kind of go out for a bit of a walk in the evening, you don't need to be on creatine at the moment. But I would watch this space in terms of the brain function. I think that's going to be an interesting one.
Well, what about this listener who wants to know if it can help with running, small runs such as 5 or 10K?
We do see some benefit with it because you'll build some muscle with it. Now, the only thing is, if you're doing a good bit of running, it actually is a little harder to build muscle. We'd often say build the muscle first and then take up your running. But you will build some muscle with running, so it may have a benefit there as well. So it's something to kind of try. How significant it would be is hard to tell because, you know, you would look at your creatine alongside, you know, are you getting enough protein? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you hydrating? So there's a whole kind of a path with that. But yeah, it'd definitely be worth a try.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have an email as well from a listener who's asking about reported links between creatine and hair loss. Is that something that's being researched at the moment?
It is. It's something that is being researched at the moment. And what it has come from is that some men, when they have taken creatine, have been reporting that they've had a little bit of hair loss. And there's a little bit of research. We don't have a definitive answer on that at the moment. I've certainly seen that flagged. They think it might have to do with a little bit of a change in some of the male hormones that would lead to sort of male pattern baldness. But in the same time, I've seen this sort of researched online. I've not met anyone who's had that experience with it. So it does seem to be very individual with it. And again, I'd love to see more research to give a definite answer on it.
How are people taking it? It is mostly in shakes that you would mix with water.
Pretty much. I mean, a lot of it is it comes as a powder and they mix it in with water. They throw it into it like a protein shake. You can now get kind of little kind of chewy, sweet versions of it. They're kind of that they're chews. So there's a couple of different ways to take it. But I think most people use the powder as just one of the handy ways to take it in.
Is it disgusting? The taste?
No, it's actually fine. It doesn't dissolve terribly well. So, you know, what I get back from people is it can be a bit gritty. But I'd say maybe try different formulations with it. But that's why if you mix it in with something else, if you throw it into a smoothie, you won't notice, you know, that way.
So it sounds in general that the jury is out on the benefits when it comes to brain health, memory function and so on. But if you're exercising heavily, you're probably as well throw it in there into the mix.
It might just help with it. And I said, yeah, I mean, I'd definitely watch the space with the brain. I think we will see definite benefits to that in the future for sure.
Sarah, good to talk to you. Thank you very much, Sarah Keogh there from Eat Well. We'll take a break before the news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.